You got to get out of here. We got like 5 minutes before this break.
We good.
Can we do one more after this?
Oh, yeah, one more, yeah. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
And then
no
we're
problem.
Done.
No problem.
You sure?
Oh, I'm sure.
LaRon McClain football camp, because the questions are really amplifying here, and I'm going to try to work some of these in. I know we're going to go back to calls at 205-342-9904. Let me work a couple of these in here. Joe Flacco, Philip Rivers. Someone wants you to compare the quarterback styles between Philip Rivers and Joe Flacco.
I think with Philip, Philip is a gunslinger. You know, he has sidearm your ball some. You know, but I think and Joe Flacco, big arm quarterback, been throwing the ball, you know, down the field since he's been in the league. You know, I think they're two great quarterbacks in the AFC. You know, probably in the league. You know, been the top of the leaders of their team now. You know, Philip been the leader ever since he took over for Drew Brees. And Joe Flacco pretty much had to become the leader, you know, throughout the years that he's been here. You know, Philip has a few more years on him. And, you know, Philip is still searching for that thing that Joe has now, and that's the Super Bowl ring. You know, and hopefully this year.
This
you know,
year, man.
Yeah, this year, man, the guys around him. You know, we got to play better around Philip, man. And
man, you guys
it could be,
you,
yeah,
you
it could be scary.
Talent.
It could be scary. It could be scary for a lot of teams, you know. So I'm looking forward to it, man. We was in there working out. This past week, me and Philip, was in there working out, working hard. He one of the hardest workers I've been around, you know, in this league. And him
he's
being
an
a quarterback,
Alabama boy.
You know, I wish Alabama would have got him.
Does he ever talk about that? I mean, because, you know, you go back and you understand, I believe Auburn wanted him to be a tight end.
Yeah.
Don't know where Alabama wanted him, but he ended up going up to NC State. He wanted to play quarterback.
Yeah, I never, you know, to be honest, I never even asked him that. You know, that'd be a question, you know, to ask him why didn't he go to Alabama and – you know, he'd probably just break it down to me and tell me some kind of joke away, whatever. He's one of the funniest guys in the locker room, man. And that team that we have, you know, right now, just the guys that's in that locker room is amazing, second to none.
And Dwight Freeney, a new addition.
Yeah, Dwight Freeney, you know, bringing another, you know, leader into our locker room, a guy that's done it before and show, you know, numerous times, you know, on Sundays, beating that tackle around the edge and sacking that quarterback, you know.
And now, I know you're going to run the football, but something tells me in practice, I know you guys don't go on, but I mean, preparing for a guy like Dwight Freeney, because sometimes that's your responsibility to sort of take that first pass rusher, get a little help there,
yeah.
Maybe to a guy like DJ Fluker or something.
Oh, yeah, got to get a little help, you know, to always a guy like that, Pro Bowl, you know, future Hall of Famer like Dwight Freeney, you know, going against, you know, DJ Fluker, but, you know, going against him every day, if he could get Freeney, you know, I think he could block anybody in his league. So I know Freeney going to be helping him along. You know, throughout practice, you know, we change up the whole blocking scheme when we see Freeney on the outside anyways, you know, try to match him up with them big tackles and pretty much don't get on the backs too much.
Dawson, you're in the game on 99.1 WDGM.
Well, I just wanted to congratulate Ron on his NFL career. And then I have a question for you.
Yes.
What is it like when you lined up against a former teammate in the NFL
Or
a former Crimson Tide player in the NFL, what is that like? And kind of give us a little example, maybe, if you have one.
Oh, man, just want to say thank you for calling in, man. And, you know, just I remember one year we played Houston. And that was when D'Amico Rhines was still in Houston, man. Me and him was going at it. You know, I was blocking him. He taking me on with blocks. It just felt like we was back in practice again. Out there, you know, at Alabama, you know, just going against a guy and a leader that I looked up to when I was in, you know, at Alabama. And it was just a privilege just being on the same field, you know, with a guy like that, a leader like that, a man like that. You know, D'Amico Rhines was a great guy. You know, it's crazy, a lot of trash talking, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, we rolled tide. And right out there, he tackled me one time and said, roll tide, you know. So, I mean, it was all joking and a great game.
Well, that's good stuff. That's kind of what I expected, and I guess you know that when you play for the Crimson Tide, that the Alabama fans, they'll keep up with you for your entire career, and for most of your life, they know where you are. So, anyway, congratulations, and we'll talk back another time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dawson. A lot of folks out there are very happy to talk. LaRon McClain, if you want to squeeze in a call, 205-342-9904. Let me run through some more of these tweets. Tim Tebow recently signed a new NFL deal with the New England Patriots.
Yes.
Somebody would like to know, do you believe, as a guy that going into year number eight?
Seven.
Do you believe that he can play in the NFL and, like, stick and be consistent?
I think, you know, the year that Tebow had, that one year when they won in the playoff game, beat Pittsburgh, I mean, he showed he could be a winner. You know, he's not your, you know, traditional, you know, Tom Brady, you know, Joe Flacco, Phillip Rivers, Drew Brees, guys like that that step back and pass, and Peyton Manning that reads coverages, you know, in his sleep. You know, but he's a winner. You know, he's a tough guy. You know, he showed that he can win on, you know, each level. You know, I remember watching Tebow back when he played for Nice, when they was playing Hoover up there at Hoover, you know, and then things that he was doing. Everybody was talking about Tim Tebow this, Tim Tebow that. You know, and the guy proved that he can win on each level, you know, in the NFL. You know, I'm glad to see that, you know, Belichick gave him a chance, you know, up there in New England. I really don't know what he's going to be doing on that team, you know, them having a future Hall of Famer like Tom Brady, but I think it's going to be a new wrinkle to, you know, what they're doing, and I think he could play in this league. You know?
And I mean, you look at Phillip Rivers; he didn't really have a natural delivery. I mean, it's a little bit different. Tebow's is a little to the side as well.
It's very different. You know, like just being with Phillip every day, his release is different. You know, he's been doing it, you know, all his life. He wouldn't be in the league, you know, this long. You know, wouldn't be, you know, the franchise player that he is for our squad if he couldn't do it, you know. But I think Tim Tebow is a winner. He's a winner, man, hard worker. You know, I remember when he playing against Bama, you know, in them SEC championships, and I just had to, you know, salute a guy like that, you know. Especially the year they beat him, I had to just salute him just off the way that he played against them. And, you know, glad Bama got him there next year.
We're going to break down T.J. Yeldon, Crimson Tide star, next. LaRon McClain right here visiting with us. We're lining up a couple of final phone calls. This is the final segment. I'm not going to hold LaRon McClain any longer. He's talking about the football camp. Yes, it is free. It's tomorrow at County High, Tuscaloosa County High. LaRon McClain coming back to give back to his community. He's visiting with us on the game on 99.1 and 99.1 WDGM.com.